We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues, etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support. Now it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Every week we have four soundbites for this week's Issues Etc. audio. We bring them together, play them for you, and then you get to vote which you think should be the soundbite of the week. We've got a soundbite from Dr. Mike Horton, a soundbite from a listener who has a special way of giving us a vote of confidence from the road, Terry Mattingly, and Dr. Robert Gagnon on commitment and homosexual behavior. It's all coming up here in just a minute. You can vote for Soundbite of the Week by either giving us a call right now, 1-877-623-6943. Phone callers will be taken first. Or you can email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, to the best callers or emailers voting during Soundbite of the Week. They'll get an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. We call it the LPR bundle package. We'll give one away at the end of Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943 or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number one. It's Dr. Mike Horton. He's talking about how the church needs the gospel too.
If we take the scriptures seriously, the gospel is not only the message that the church takes to the world. The gospel is the source of the church's very existence. It's not just the church came into being because there was a gospel, but the church is sustained in its existence because there is a gospel. And if the church itself, on every Lord's Day, is not the amphitheater of God's grace through that preached gospel and through the gospel administered through the sacraments, if that isn't the focus of our ministry, it's not going to spill out into our witness in the world. Our witness in the world is going to become a testimony to ourselves rather than to Christ.
Okay, that's soundbite number one. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, Dr. Mike Horton? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two is simply a listener to Issues Etc. checking in from the road. Let's begin with a comment from an area truck driver.
Todd and Jeff, we just want to let you know, Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues Etc.
Should that be the soundbite of the week? And we love everyone who's listening. Thank you very much. Talking over myself. Should that be the soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or talk back at issuesetc.org. All right, here's soundbite number three. It comes from Terry Mattingly. He's a journalist. He writes for Scripps Howard News Service. He's got a great, great blog called On Religion, where he brings together some of the very best people on religion in the world of journalism, and they critique journalism on religion. He's talking here about Lutheran churches that may as well not be.
I like to tell my students we live in a nation where lots and lots of people have the attention span of hummingbirds on cocaine. They're into something and they want it to work now. They want it to, you know, want to do it right now. It's got to be popular right now. It's got to feel good right now. That is our culture. And to some degree, that's the way we also think about church. We live in the post-denominational age where massive amounts of American Christianity is going to churches that are totally independent, or they're in churches that are still a part of a denomination, but they may as well not be. You shouldn't expect those people to think of faith in terms of traditions that flow from generation to generation. It's what's working right now. It's two totally different ways of thinking about church.
You know, your short list of the non-denominational, I think you left out Lutheran, because a lot of Lutherans have opted for exactly that big box church.
Well, approach. I'm aware of that. That falls in the category of people who are a part of a denomination, but they may as well not be.
All right, that's soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly on Lutheran churches that may as well not be. Here's soundbite number four, Dr. Robert Gagnon. Does commitment make homosexuality, or anything else for that matter, right?
The rabbis even forbade marriage, not only of a man to a male, but also of a woman to a woman. There's no reason to forbid such things unless they're aware that such things could happen. If you were to say to them, but they didn't know about committed relationships, obviously if you're forbidding marriages of a man to a male or a woman to a woman, you don't think commitment makes any difference in turning the relationship into something positive or good. It's sort of like arguing that if you're committed to having sex with your parent, that would make it acceptable. Or if you're committed in your sexual union for a lifelong union with two or more persons concurrently, that would make it acceptable. None of those things make it acceptable because the prerequisites for the sexual union to begin with have not been met.
That's soundbite number four. Now it's time to vote, and this break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's the 6th of March, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Mike Horton on The Church Needs the Gospel Too? Should it be soundbite number two, a listener checking in from the road? What about soundbite number three, Terry Mattingly on Lutheran churches that may as well not be? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Robert Gagnon on Does Commitment Make Homosexuality Right? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email your vote during soundbite of the week this week to talkback@issuesetc.org. Your phone calls, your email, your votes for soundbite of the week after this.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Michael Benoit, Joni Harmon, Nicholas Venn, Sam Rainier Jr., Pastor Russell Etzel, Michael Nemec, Pastor Howard Mueller, Kurt Staubel, Judith Lemansky, and Candace Esch. Thanks for your support.
No ditto heads allowed. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that many congregations are putting together their budgets for the next fiscal year. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget for 2009. Simply go to the sponsors page of our website, issuesetc.org, and find out more about the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. You'll even find a one-page flyer that you can hand out. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7, 618-223-8384.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Now it's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Best vote, that is, the vote with the best reason, whatever it may be. We'll get the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues T-shirt, and I have Issues pen, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. The LPR bundle package to the best voter this Friday on Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Here's Sharon in St. Louis. Hi, Sharon.
Hi. I was kind of had a toss-up between 1 and 3, because it seems like soundbite number 3 flows out of number 1. It's like part 1 and part 2. So I think I'm going to have to go for soundbite number 1, because the gospel is the most important thing.
Sharon, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Good reason, good vote. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois is on the line. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Todd. I'm almost scared to call because last time I won soundbite of the week and a tactics book within the same week, and you wanted to call the lawyers. So I'm just going to recuse myself from winning any kind of prizes this time. I would like to vote for soundbite number 3, Terry Mattingly. Soundbite number 2 is good for a chuckle, but soundbite number 3 gets the vote. It makes me really sad that there are congregations that decide to dance with the synagogue of Satan and cheat on their...
Oh, he got cut off, but he was in the middle of a great idea, too. All right, Scott, very much. Yes, it was for soundbite number 3. You can write down soundbite number 3, Terry Mattingly on Lutheran churches. It may as well not be. What about the rest of you? Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We have a vote from John in Perrysburg, Ohio, for soundbite number 1. He says, Dr. Horton identifies clearly one of the primary dangers of American evangelicalism's relentless focus on evangelism as the primary mark of the church. The gospel is the lifeblood of the church. It's not just for making new disciples. The gospel is also for the lifelong discipling of the people of God so that they continue to believe in Jesus as their Savior and are strengthened in that faith. The assaults of the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh would soon bring each believer and the whole church on earth to ruin if the life-giving gospel were to cease to be proclaimed to Christians. John, thank you very much. A very good vote for soundbite number 1. This email from Ross. He says, I pick soundbite number 2 because any time a trucker gives you a honk like that one, it's because he likes Issues, etc. You have to give it to him. As a kid, I was always doing the old arm pull to get the truckers to honk their air horns as my dad passed them on the interstate. That was one good honk. Thanks for Issues, etc. Thank you, Ross, for your vote. This one comes from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. As an on-demand listener, and we do love them so much, I haven't heard all of the sound bites in context yet. I'm still a couple of days behind. It's a rare joy that I can listen live while working in the office today, and I'm glad you're listening live too. But when I heard Terry Mattingly make the comment about the attention span of a hummingbird on cocaine, I had to stop my iPod. I was laughing so hard. My vote is for soundbite number 3, Terry Mattingly. What a great illustration. Thank you very much, Michael, for listening in Strasburg. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Alan in Oklahoma votes for soundbite number 2. He says, it's hard to make me laugh out loud this early in the morning, so that's why I have to vote for the truck driver for soundbite of the week. Thank you very much, Alan. Thanks for listening in Oklahoma. A vote for soundbite number 2 comes from Susan in Tupelo, Mississippi. Hands down, the Southern Illinois truck driver. Gentlemen, that was your dittos. That horn blast says everything about the reach of Issues, etc., and expresses the attitude toward it and the gratitude for it. Issues, etc., is serious fun. Thank you very much, Susan, and thanks for listening in Mississippi. Don is calling from Kansas. Don, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I vote for soundbite number 3. I think it's a sad thing when Lutheran churches abandon their Lutheran foundation, and we need to get back to our roots and study our Lutheran confessions before we lose them.
Don, thank you so much. You know, we used to refer to Lutheran in name only. That is, they'd have Lutheran out on the sign. But if you went inside, there was nothing Lutheran about it. But that has gone the way of the dodo very quickly. The churches that once had Lutheran on the sign but then abandoned the Lutheran confessions and its view of Scripture inside the church are just dispensing with Lutheran altogether. They are, as Terry Mattingly said, members of a denomination that might as well not be. Thank you very much. Let's see. Mark in Columbia, Illinois, not too far from where I live, just up the road, in fact, says, my vote this week goes to Terry Mattingly. That's soundbite number three. Terry's ending statement regards Lutherans as part of a denomination, but they may as well not be, unfortunately, is right on. The real question is, are the church growth evangelical Lutherans part of a confessional Lutheran synod, or are the confessional Lutherans part of a church growth evangelical synod? That is a great question. And I must say, I don't have an answer for that yet. That's a whole different way of thinking about this predicament, isn't it? In the words of the great theologian Ernie, one of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong, says Mark in Columbia, Illinois. I'm putting him in the contender for getting the LPR bundle package along with the previous emailer. This email comes from Dennis in Michigan. My vote is for soundbite of the week, Dr. Mike Horton. When the church surrenders the gospel preached and delivered each and every Sunday, they have turned their backs on the very means of salvation Jesus bled and died to achieve. Without his word and sacraments each and every Sunday, the gathering becomes a weak substitute for Dr. Phil or Oprah. Without Christ, it ceases to be Christian. They may still have excellent coffee and attempt good works, but neither of these give salvation. Dennis, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. A few quick final votes, one for soundbite number two and from Susan in Naperville, Illinois. She says, because the gentleman did what few were able to do, elicit a rare chuckle from Pastor Wilkin. Also, as a young adult, I found it snappy and to the point, and it worked for me right now. She says, maybe I should go listen to number three again. A vote for soundbite number two from Deb in Midland, Michigan. I would like to vote for two. God bless you, our truckers. It made me smile to hear that horn. I have trucker friends who love and serve the Lord as well. They deserve a little recognition for their hard work now and then. Shout out to Roger, who is on the road and may be listening. Deb, thank you very much. And another vote for soundbite number two from Michael in Fort Wayne, Indiana. He says, it's just downright funny. God's continued blessings. Jeff, you had this special place in your heart. Your dad was an over-the-road trucker for all of those years. A truck driver, wasn't he?
UPS truck driver, same route for 42 years, I believe. Yep.
Okay, what's
double
the tally?
Double trailer,
UPS
the
truck
driver. Winner. This is the closest maybe ever.
What is it?
Six votes for number two and four for number three and three for number one. So number two wins.
Number two wins. It's a short but sweet vote of confidence from one of our listeners out on the road. Let's begin with a comment from an area truck driver.
Todd and Jeff, we just want to let you know, Southern Illinois truck drivers who love issues, etc.
Okay, that's the winner for this week's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Next week, we always have the soundbites posted in advance at our website, issuesetc.org, so you can go there and listen to all four of them. Vote early or make up your mind. Get ready to call when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week every single Friday. The LPR bundle package goes to Mark in Columbia, Illinois, for an excellent vote and giving me something to think about. I've thought a lot about the predicament of confessional Lutheranism, especially in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, but I've never asked myself the question, am I the member of a church growth evangelical synod and a confessional Lutheran member in a church growth evangelical synod, or is it a confessional Lutheran synod that just happens to have church growth evangelical Lutherans in it? It's a great question. It'll give me something to think about all weekend long. Mark, thank you very much. If you'll email us your mailing address, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. When we come back from this break, it's hour two of Issues Etc. Richard Dorflinger, Associate Director of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, will join us for the first part. We'll talk about the front page story in today's St. Louis Post-Dispatch on the Freedom of Choice Act and Catholic hospitals. The bishops are saying that if it is passed, they may well have to close Catholic hospitals, not just a few, all. They say selling them won't be enough because they're afraid that abortions will still be performed there. They can't be a party to evil. Dr. William Hurlbut of Stanford University will join us after that to talk about a reported breakthrough in adult stem cell research. And then Dr. Donald Calbreath of Whitmore University will join us. He's author of an article in the Christian Research Journal titled, Is There a Gay Gene? We'll talk about the genetic connection to homosexuality and whether it makes a difference as to whether society or we should accept homosexuality as a valid alternative to heterosexuality. We'll talk about all of that in the second hour of the program. The phone numbers for the second hour, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. When we come back, the bishops have drawn the line in the sand. They have said these hospitals, hundreds of them across the nation that we operate, if FOCA, the Freedom of Choice Act, passes, we may shut them all down. We'll talk about that after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.